And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Columbus, Ohio, back in 2020 amid the George Floyd riots. If you remember, officials tore down a 22-foot statue of the city's namesake, Christopher Columbus, calling it a symbol of patriarchy and oppression. Today, it sits in a storage lot, but Italian-American groups have sued to bring it back. Ahead of America's 250th birthday this 4th of July, the Trump administration is restoring monuments nationwide. The silent majority is done apologizing for the men who built this country. The house cleaning has reached the universities as well, where the Justice Department just opened 15 new probes into race-based admission at medical schools after finding UCLA and Yale broke the law even after the Supreme Court banned it. The Assistant Attorney General says too many schools care more about their class demographics than whether graduates can practice medicine. In Los Angeles, the election math is getting strange. Socialist Nithia Raman sat in third place on Election Day, 8 points behind Republican Spencer Pratt, then won the mail-in count in a comeback critics call statistically impossible. Pratt notes the 43,000 new votes roughly matched the city's 43,000 homeless. And last month, a Democratic activist pleaded guilty to paying people on Skid Row to register. The verdict from MSNBC? Democracy in action. Yeah, of course it was. Overseas, the future arrived early. A Shanghai startup called Miracle beat Elon Musk's Neuralink to market with a brain implant approved in China. It's apparently helping the paralyzed. One man hurt in a car crash 6 years ago can write his name again. A genuine marvel, except for who's behind it. The Chinese Communist government, which has made wiring into the human brain a national priority. The same regime that scores its citizens now wants inside their heads. And that same question, what to do with a human life, is playing out in two places. In Uruguay, the most secular nation in the Americas, a new dignified death law has claimed its first life, a 69-year-old woman with terminal cancer. A lawmaker called it a beautiful, symbolic day. But as one anesthesiologist warns, these drugs can paralyze a patient. So she may look peaceful while actually drowning in her own secretions. But across the Atlantic, there is real hope. In Britain, a poll of more than 10,000 voters found fewer than 1 in 10 see assisted suicide as any priority. Kim Leadbetter's euthanasia bill died in the House of Lords this spring, and though activists tried to revive it, lawmakers say it's finished. Yeah, once people heard the details, the paralysis, the so-called dignity, they wanted no part of it, thank God. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king. Yeah.